Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. Hope that your week has started well, and I appreciate your time as always. So we certainly want to be respectful of it. In Mark chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, we find this instance of a recorded miracle where Jesus healed the man with a withered hand. Verse 1, it says, "And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him." And then verse 5 says, "And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other." A couple things here, and of course, a wonderful story. And this particular instance isn't as wonderful for anyone else as much in the world as this man who got his hand healed. And thank God that we still serve a God that can heal. But I wanted to mention a couple things. First, it says that this man had a withered hand. Here they are at the synagogue, and the religious people, they watched Jesus, it says, whether he would heal this man on the Sabbath day. And the first thing I wanted to mention, I find it very, very saddening that these individuals, these religious leaders, cared more about rules and traditions than they did about the person. I certainly understand that was their way in Bible days for these Pharisees, scribes, different religious leaders and things, but how sad it would be for us to care more about religious tradition than we do about the person. I mean, Jesus came for people. Jesus died for people. And you and I need to make sure that, hey, let's do what God's called us to do. And if God's laid some things on your heart and some ways to live, ways to dress, whatever the case might be, that is certainly fine. That's between you and the Lord. But God forbid that we should ever worry more about a rule than we do about people. The second thing I wanted to just mention about this is that the Bible says that these religious leaders in verse 2, and they watched him. Jesus was being watched. And a good reminder for us today is that we're always being watched. Jesus was watched by the religious leaders so that they could try to catch him and accuse him of wrongdoing. You know, there may be occasions where we are watched by others for the same reason. I think about Job in the Bible. The Bible says he was a perfect man. He eschewed evil, all those things. I can imagine here Job was a wealthy man, a successful man. And I can imagine how maybe his neighbors were jealous of that and how they would just watch him to see if there is something that they could accuse him for. You know, sometimes we're watched for that reason, but other times we're just being watched because people know we're Christians. They want to see if our faith is real, if we're real, if our God is real. And you and I need to remind ourselves today that someone may be watching you today, and it might be someone that needs Christ. I think that if you and I remember that we're being watched, we'll behave ourselves in a different way sometimes. I want you to notice also in verse 5, as I close today, that Jesus was grieved. The Bible says he looked on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. I want you to understand that Jesus was grieved because their hearts were hard. You know, sometimes you and I can be guilty of thinking that if we simply follow rules, live a certain way, perform our religious rituals or whatever the case might be, that God is pleased with us. I mean, these religious men crossed all the T's, dotted all the I's. I mean, they lived a lifestyle that was above and beyond anyone else. But the problem is Jesus was grieved with them. He was anxious to reach the sinner, but he was grieved by the religious. Why? Because their heart was hard. You know, these men thought that if they did what was right on the outside, that that would be all that would be needed. That would be sufficient. But Jesus was grieved by the hardness of their heart. You and I should be reminded today that our heart is the real issue. What grieved Jesus most was not their hypocrisy, as bad as that was. It was the hardness of their heart. You and I can do everything right on the outside, but God's grieved when he senses hardness on the inside. The Bible puts it this way: God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. How is your heart today? Remember, people are watching you, and remember that it might be people that need Jesus. And I want to encourage you today, when our heart becomes hard, we can either make it right or God will make it right. But let's keep our heart right today. That's what God is really deeply looking at. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. And we'll talk with you tomorrow here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.